Hello and welcome to A Good Book Review, a podcast where we sit down and review a wide variety of books which have been written for a Christian audience. My name is Chase Vitort, this is Alex Daniels, and you are listening to Episode 0. Welcome out of the podcast.
Hi guys. So today, instead of sitting down and discussing a singular book, which we typically will be doing in the future, today we'll be just sitting down and kind of laying out what it'll look like, and who we are, kind of doing intros and all that.
Yeah.
And what it'll look like.
That's right. Yeah, we'll be essentially casting some vision on what we hope to accomplish throughout the podcast, what we hope or what we don't hope to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And yeah, as Alex said, kind of addressing the who's, what's, where, when, why, and how, those kind of questions. So Alex, opening question probably should be the who. So would you be willing to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yep. I'm Alex Daniels. I grew up in River Falls, Wisconsin.
Can confirm.
Yep. I'm 22 years old. And this past May, I graduated from Chippewa Valley Technical College with an associate's in plant, turf, and landscape management. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's a pretty good summary of who I am and what I've done for school. I have no theological training whatsoever, other than from what I've learned from books, lectures, and different stuff like that that's mm-hmm. online. Basic hobbies are climbing and reading besides book reading. So
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, the guy on the podcast is going to say that he's big into reading. That makes sense.
How about you, Chase?
Yeah. So I'm 23 years old. So I grew up in a small town in central Wisconsin of just over 1,000 people, moved to the Eau Claire area for college. Years ago. And then just graduated this last May, just like you did, Alex. But I graduated from the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, with a degree in materials science and an emphasis on entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. Just like Alex, I also have no formal theological education. Alex and I have definitely both participated in church ministry in the past and in parachurch ministry. Just like Alex said, neither of us have ever done that. However, I think I can speak for both of us when I would say we both hope at some point to have some of that training and some of that education, whether that looks like online schooling or in-person seminary or whatever. I don't think that's outside the realm of possibility mm-hmm. for either of us. As far as hobbies for myself, thoroughly enjoy bow hunting, especially for whitetails here in Wisconsin or bear or elk out in the West. That's definitely a pretty strong passion of mine. Outside of that, I also like music quite a bit. Definitely enjoy worshiping King Jesus. And so listen to a lot of Christian Zima, some Phil Wickham, some Shannon Shane. Alex really loves Elevation and Bethel and Hillsong. I'm just kidding. He's just pressing some buttons here. I would say hunting, music, and also just like Alex said, I also like hiking, camping, backpacking, that kind of stuff. And just spending time with friends. We're also, we both enjoy games quite a bit, whether it's board games or card games.
Yeah.
Although you definitely enjoy board games more than I do.
Yeah. I forgot to mention that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's definitely a big passion of mine is.
Yes, it is.
Board games.
That's kind of the who's. Hopefully that's enough to help our listeners kind of understand who we are. Yeah. I'm sure that our personalities will come across much more over the subsequent year of podcasts. Yeah. Moving beyond that, let's talk about the why. So, Alex, why would you say, in your own words, are we coming out with a good book review?
Yeah, this is just to kind of get more resources out there for Christians on books that from people that we trust, like books that they should be reading, from many different, like on doctrine, on different stuff like that. So why we're doing this is to put more resources out there for Christians.
Yeah. I would also say like neither of us have really come across a platform or a YouTube channel or podcast or anything like that, that does a good job of having the dedicated purpose of reviewing books and making those recommendations. Of course, we listen to a lot of podcasts and really enjoy a bunch of those. However, you know, usually you just hear books talked about in passing. And so we're hopeful that on this podcast, we can essentially give our listeners an opportunity to have an influx of information that's relevant to their discerning whether or not they want to read the book. So that is to say, we're hoping to establish, what sort of commitment would be required? What's the book about? What are some hesitations? And so that's kind of the why behind what we're doing. Alex, why aren't we doing this?
Yeah, we're not doing this to become famous or like become household names. This is not for us to gain like a following or gain like acquire wealth or anything like that. This is just simply for like something that like we've seen a gap in like Christian podcasts. So we want to give this like more people something to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, and I would just also stress what, like what you said, you'll never hear an advertisement on a good book review. Yep. This is definitely not Alex or I's primary use of time spent in a day. This is definitely what we do as a hobby, at least for the time being. And we're grateful for that. But yeah, definitely it's nothing more than that for the time being. So that's kind of the why. What is a good book review, Alex Daniels?
Oof. So I guess what is our podcast? It's we're going to be sitting down with different people that like have had an impact in our lives, different men of the faith, close friends, stuff like
that. And some women too.
Yes, and women.
Easy.
And just kind of interviewing them on different books that they read. That when we ask them ahead of time, like, hey, what is a book that has impacted you? Like, and we typically go ahead with that.
Yeah. So. In our title, a good book review, we want to be clear that the word good there is not referring necessarily to the book. Hopefully we are talking about commendable books that we would recommend. However, we're not necessarily giving our endorsement to all of them. We're just hoping that the quality of the podcast itself will be good in terms of a review. Just like you were saying, Alex, that's essentially the you have something to add?
Yeah. Like one other thing, like we are not professional podcasters. Like we know people make a living off of this. So you may hear background noises, you may hear something from the street or someone peel out with a truck in the background. You might hear our roommates walking upstairs, different stuff like that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's true. Also, as far as the podcast goes, Alex and I want to be hopefully getting the assumption of the best from our listeners. So as we talk about different books, we'll be discussing a lot of different books. But we don't want to necessarily be tied directly to that author's theology on everything. Of course, if we're talking about a book and we're telling you we'd recommend it, we mean what we're saying explicitly, but that does not implicitly mean that we're endorsing everything that comes behind that. For example, if we're doing a book by John Piper and talking about Desiring God, which is one of our podcasts, we're not necessarily saying that we agree with John Piper's eschatology or with his perception of the gifts or anything like that. Like maybe we do, but for the time being, that's not something that we feel is imperative to discuss. So we would just appreciate that license to operate. I don't know, anything to add to that, Alex? Yeah. Would you say that's pretty?
Like we do have our own theological convictions or opinions and all that. You may catch that bleeding through sometimes, but we do not want this to become like, all right, here's our thoughts on like this confession or whatever.
Baptism.
Like, We try to make this as accessible for the broader evangelical community.
Yep. And just talking about what that particular book is talking about for sure. And just to be clear, Alex and I definitely agree on the vast majority of theological things. Certainly all the first tier beliefs and most of the second tier ones, I think, as well.
Yep.
But we do disagree on some stuff. And so I think that's kind of something that you'll see maybe bleed out in comic relief throughout the duration of the podcast. So we've addressed the who, the why, and the what. How are we planning on doing this, Alex? How is this podcast going to be going through?
Yeah, it'll typically look like an interview style podcast where the two of us will sit down with, like what I mentioned before, like someone that is very close to us, that has had an impact in our life, and we'll ask them questions about a book that they recommend. So it'll be interview. Like we don't want to spoil any of the questions, but typically of like different things about the book.
I would agree with that. Essentially, like we said previously, the objective is to obtain information that would be relevant for the listener who is interested in reading that book at all. Like Alex said, we'll be sitting down with a series of mentors / friends, but also we're not opposed by any means to meeting with other people who are respected. Hearing their thoughts on books generally. So far, every book that we've talked about in recordings thus far would be recommended. But we also don't want to say necessarily that we wouldn't review a book that we wouldn't recommend. For example, Alex and I would both heartily condemn any sort of Joel Osteen theology. And so it's possible that maybe later on in the podcast, we will do a review on one of those and talk about the heresy or the dangers associated with that. Anything to add to the how, Alex, or you think that's...
No, I feel like that's pretty fitting of what I would say as well.
Cool. So. As far as the when... we are hoping, well, not hoping, our plan is to be dropping podcasts bi-weekly, for the most part. So it'll be the first Wednesday of every month and the third Wednesday of every month. We're hoping to drop different podcasts, and we're hoping to do that for at least, we have our first year planned out right now, so that's 24 podcasts to a month. And our goal or our vision, our hope, is that we might do this for just over 4 years in the hopes that our final library would include, right around 100 books. Also, with regard to recording, we do want to be clear that a lot of the podcasts that'll be released in, I mean, I think we just recorded one last week that'll be released in October of next year or November. So a lot of these podcasts, you'll hear us talk about the woes of 2020 or coronavirus, and who knows what we'll be talking about a year from now. But just know, not necessarily, I should say, we are not necessarily recording those podcasts live at that time, although they were obviously recorded live. See, anything else to add to the when there, Alex?
Not that I can think of.
Cool. As mentioned previously, Alex and I will serve largely as co-hosts. So we'll be sitting down with different figures, pastors and directors and counselors and other people that we would say are especially respectable. But some of the time, and that would probably be right around 25 to 35% of the time, Alex and I will just be sitting down with each other and interviewing one another on different books that we found especially impactful. And so our first episode, which debuts on January 6th, 2021, the first Wednesday of the new year, I am going to be interviewing Alex on his thoughts on R.C. Sproul's classic, The Holiness of God, which is a super recent new book, right, Alex?
Oh, fairly recently. No,
I mean, no, not really.
No. But yeah, funny thing is actually when we're recording this episode, it is December 14th of 2020. Mm-hmm. And 3 years ago, R.C. Sproul passed away.
Yeah, so. On this very day. Praise God for Sproul and his ministry. Yeah. And just the man that he is, resting with God now. Another good thing to point out here is we want to be accessible to our listeners. And so, if you are interested in keeping up with our Instagram account, you can find us at A, that's the letter A, period, good, period, book, period, review. That's the handle that's used there. And on our Instagram account, we'll be posting pictures of the person being interviewed, pictures of the book, maybe a little bit of background for what you can expect there. And also, hopefully, some encouraging quotes and verses throughout the week. So that's definitely probably the best way to keep up with us. But Alex, what if people have a question for us? We probably wouldn't want them to be DMing us on Instagram. What would be the best way for people to reach out?
Yeah, guys, the best way to reach out to us is a good book review podcast at gmail.com. That's going to be our email. So if you have any concerns, questions, anything that you would like to get a hold of us about, that is where to get it. Reach us is a good book review podcast at gmail.com. That is our email.
Yeah, there's no caps or spaces or special characters in there. It's just like Alex said, a good book review podcast at gmail.com. And you can email us there as a great resource for suggestions on different books or seeking clarifications from previous podcasts, or even if you'd like to voice any concerns, contentions, or any other sort of clarification, we would love for that to be the case. Mm-hmm. Finally, we want to give out a few special thanks or a couple of special thanks to some of the people that helped us accomplish what we have so far with a good book review. Alex, who are we hoping to thank?
Yep. First one that we'd like to thank is Haley Holte for designing our logo.
Yeah, she did a great job with that. Yeah. I'm really happy with how that turned out.
I know I'm not the most artistic, so appreciate her helping us out.
Yes, absolutely. And secondarily, we want to thank Mr. Jordan Coughland, who did our music. So the music you hear in the intro and the outro were both done by him, all original to Jordan Coughland. And we would strongly encourage you, if you have any interest in getting music obtained or just following him, feel free to follow him on his Instagram account. Mm-hmm. He's a local guy here in Eau Claire, so definitely a really cool dude. And then also, as far as graphic design, I think Haley Holte is now working as a freelancer. So if you have any needs as far as graphic design go, you can definitely get a hold of her. She's operating at the time of this recording out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. So she'd be somebody to get in touch with for sure as well. Alex, did I miss anything? I feel like we hit most of the points we needed to.
Yeah, I think we got the who, what, where, when, and how, and all that. So
sweet. Awesome. All righty. Well, we are excited to launch the first season of A Good Book Review. Having said that, we look forward to releasing episode 1 January 6th. And until then, God bless.
See you guys later.